Lochem harishoyim kiim kamot asher tzitfenu ruach. The Malbin comments, kamot asher tzitfenu ruach asher husar hadogan mitocho v'haruach yisaenu. As long as the kernel is still on the stalk, so then that weighs down the whole stalk. It weighs down the chaff as well. The mote is only easily displaced and carried off by the wind when it's been separated from the dogon, from the kernel, which is weighty. What's the nimshal? Kichen ba'od shehahamon misdabek el hatzadik l'shomro ulahokif alav kamot al hadogon bo yimtza sisra. As long as the multitudes cling to the tzaddik, and the same way the chaff, the shell, everything helps preserve the dogon, and in that sense serves a very constructive role and crucial role. So if a person isn't on his own so that doesn't see himself as being the analog to the Dogon, but he still can and should play a pivotal role in what the tzaddik accomplishes. We know historically, Gedolim have their lieutenants who help implement the vision and achieve the goals which the Gedolim identify, but cannot single-handedly bring to fruition. That is this idea the source of this idea is really in Chazal. And Chazal say that one aspect of the mitzvah l'dafka bo is to be mahana talmid chacham. So it means that even if one isn't positioned, can't or doesn't position himself to attain the dveikus in the way that the Talmud Chacham does, but in enabling the Talmud Chacham, so one is also a connected to everything that's accomplished. Malbim is going to repeat this again, I think, in one of the next kapitla, we'll see this idea recurring. If you take a look in Kapitel Gimel, Pasuk Yud Beis, Nashku var ken ye'enach, v'sovdu derech ki yivar kemat apo, asher kochal sevel. No, I'm sorry, that's Kapitel Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis, excuse me. Kapitel Beis. It's as the beginning of the kapitel indicates. So the kapitel addresses the umos ha'olam. Lomar rakshu goyim ha'umim yad gubik, they're pushing back instead of cooperating. Nashku var, again, nishika, which in other contexts means to kiss, represents chibur. Hischabru, the word var, levur, what's choice. Right, what that which is choice, mevuror, hischavu el hamevuror me'es Hashem. So how does one connect? How does one attach oneself to choice from Hashem? Shebameshe tamdu avodas hamelach Mashiach Hashem yidme ki'ilu atem ovdim es Hashem, which is the same idea we have here in our chapter. Same general approach that underlies Yisachar Zvulun, the first mission in Zvachim of Shimon Achi Azariah, that Azariah supported him. It's never intended, and it doesn't mean that a person. Let's say, to take the somewhat narrow example of Yisachar Zvulun, the fact that a person is a Zvulun doesn't mean that he's not supposed to learn as much as he can. It just means that his chelik in Torah is not limited to what he learns, but is exponentially increased by what he enables as well. And the same thing here, in the context in which the Malbim says, "Ba'ot shaharon mistadik al hatzadik, v'shamu lahakif alav," doesn't mean, okay, so I'll drive the tzadik wherever he has to go, and I'll do this, I'll do that for him. I don't need to go to shul. I don't need to. It's not. It doesn't mean to the exclusion of, as an alternative to, but what it means is that it tremendously increases what the person can accomplish, what the person can be a part of. The Rasha who chooses not to do that, so he's kamot asher tzitfenu ruach. Al kein, lo yokumu v'shon v'mishpat v'chatoim v'adas tzadikim. So the Rishonim can't stand b'mishpat in the sense of justify themselves even in a vacuum, not in the presence of others, even on their own. The Rishon, again, whom the Malbim explained earlier, who sin with Ba'atzas Rishon, deliberate chait, with premeditation, with intention. Chatoim, those who succumb to their taiva, they, on their own, we would have been able to be Malamid Skos, But when the Ba'adas Tzadikim, when the frame of reference is Tzadikim, so then the Chatoim can't defend themselves either. Mikol Mokom, reading the last line in the Malbim here on Pasuk Hey, Lo Yakumu Ba'adas Tzadikim Kishe Yishavtu, when they're judged, B'mishpat Hatzayvufi Yi. Don't bother looking up all the words of the Malbim in modern Hebrew dictionaries. He has his own coinages, especially in adjectives. I don't think you're going to find "seirufi" in a dictionary. If you do, let me know. but it's always clear one can with the other Shmai understand what he means. Kishayishavtu b'mishpat hatzayrufiyi, when they're metzuvah, when they're combined, la'evach hatzadikim, ki oz yetzu chayavim, then they'll be found guilty, b'haros lahem, ki elu kovshu yitzram v'gover al tavosam. Because maybe when the chote is viewed individually, okay, the Yetzer Hara is very strong. We have very strong urges. We have very strong taivas. And on one level, it's possible to be melamed tzvus. But when it's va'adas tzadikim ki oz yetzu chayavim b'haros lahem, because the chote, it's demonstrated for the chote, look at the tzadik, look at these tzadikim, Abel kosher yitzvah, they also had to contend with the yetzer. They also have taivis, v'god v'al taivasim. So this is extraordinarily important. We often make the following mistake. We often reconstruct who a person was from birth and what his potential was from birth by the person he became, by the person into which he developed. Now, if we're dealing with intellectually, so that's probably legitimate. If he made some astounding breakthroughs in science, it's entirely legitimate to reconstruct that from birth he was born with prodigious abilities. But when we look to who a person becomes in terms of tikkun amidos, so then it's a total fallacy to measure who the person was at birth and what his potential was from who the person is that he became and what actualized. And that's what the force of this comment of the Malbim is. We would have thought, you're taking a Rasha and you're showing him, look at the Chafetz Chaim. What's the Tushna? That's what we do. We tell the Rasha to look at the Chafetz Chaim, and look. You think he didn't have the Yetzer Hara? No. The pasuk of Yetzer Leibon Man and Ura was said of the Chafetz Chaim also. You think he didn't have time? Of course he had time. He was a human being. The distinction between a Rasha and a Tzaddik emerges. It's not predestined. Not predestined. That's what Chazal are telling us. Actually, we're about to have the, I think we're about to have the Gemara today about Yosef should pinch break the Yitzvah. It's our limit for today. So Yosef HaTzadik, who emerged with that unique title of HaTzadik, so he couldn't have gone either way. He couldn't have gone either way. It wasn't that he didn't have a Yetzirah. He had a very strong Yetzirah. And found himself challenged by it in very difficult circumstances. It's equal parts sobering and inspirational. It's sobering because basically we don't really have any excuses. Like the Gemara. Where? Gavi Talmud Torah, the Hill, Machai Vaniyah, and Bukhuru. We don't really have any good excuses. Now that's what Lo Yokumu V'chaton V'adas Tzadikim says. We don't really have good excuses. Because for every excuse, which seems good, there's a pirka. That, look, if that was really a Monaya, so look at him. Look at him. But it's equal parts inspirational to know that it wasn't that the Chofetz Chaim was predestined to be the Chofetz Chaim, and that destiny was only his and not ours. No. It's part of the, it's Bechlal, Keser Tov Munach. I think in the beginning of the pandemic, when we first transitioned to Zoom and we were learning the igros of the footnote, I think we learned together. I think it was there that the footnote objects to the sort of sanitized hagiography, which is presented as biography of Gedolim and Tzadikim. And he says it creates, these are not his words, so if there's anything inaccurate about it, don't shorten him with that. It creates the dangerously erroneous impression as though the Chofetz Chaim at his bris overheard Talmud talking Lashon Hara and said, shh. But that's dangerously erroneous because we haven't heard any account that that's the way we acted at our bris. He quotes the pasuk Kishava Yipol Tzadik Vakam, and he writes very strongly. There was a forceful personality. He writes very strongly that Tipshim, I think this is what he says, or an equally complimentary term that it is in Tipshim. He says Tipshim think that the pshat in the pasuk is, despite the fact that the tzaddik falls, after paying the cup. And he says that those who are not know that the real pshat is that Shishele Yipo Tzaddik, and by falling, that's what enables him to become. It's not a smooth, perfectly steady ascent. No, it's part of the ascent is and part of what makes the ascent possible is the Sheva Yipol Tzaddik. Because the Tzaddik also encounters the Yetzer. Also has to respond and react to Tagus. The irony is that sometimes we sort of are given a double bilbul. We're given the bilbul of, again, Chaim shushing people. I don't mean to be about too loud, so we're given the image of a Chafetz Chaim shushing people at his verse. And the Eva Yisra were told, you know, that if a person, that ability is not really relevant, let's say, to learning, and if only a person wants enough, so then, you know, all the mayonis hafachma are opened up. So the first one isn't true. There are certainly many, many makoros that suggest that the second one isn't true either. A person has to know what his abilities are and make the most of his abilities. The Baal HaTanya writes in the Shulchan Aruch, he says, if a person has such a weak memory, that the only way he'll be able to remember what he learns is by his whole life relearning whatever he can learn in 30 days, because if he hasn't learned it in the past 30 days, he's going to forget it. So the Baal HaTanya says, so his mitzvah Talmud Torah is, he should spend his whole life, every 30 days, reviewing whatever that cycle of learning is. But he didn't say, come to me for a talk. Make an appointment with an ashbak, and I'll give you a book, and we'll solve the problem. That's what the Baal HaTanya writes. The Osamach writes in the mini essay that he has in Perek Aleph with the Chassam Torah, when he talks about what's Mufurish and Torah Shemassad, is what's the least common denominator for every Jew. And then everyone is supposed to then go beyond that according to his abilities. So he says that's why mitzvahs Talmud Torah v'yom v'alayla, v'yisa v'yom v'alayla, that's a pasuk in Yeshua. In Chumash, all you find is Kriyas Itim. He says, because Kriyas Itim is the least common denominator. Kriyas Itim is the least common denominator. And the variables he talks about, some of them are innate differences between people. It doesn't make one person more inherently valuable than another. A person is measured against his own abilities, not against anything else. But there's an irony here, that in the area of Midos, where we all have the ability to be Masakin our Midos. So there, I don't know, we think of the Chafetz Chaim as having given a free ride, a free pass. And in the area of learning, we should be mindful of our Midos, not to tackle something which we're not ready for, which we're not capable of. So there, we tend to think the opposite. Reb Chaim, who was legendary for his Maaseh Chesed, the Maaseh Chesed defy. If we didn't have it from such unimpeachable sources, they defy belief, the life of Chesed that he lived. So for Tachlis purposes, the Rav used to quote, the Chaim said to his son, to the Rav's father, he just said, again, for purposes of Chinuch and Zivas, so he said to him, don't think that I was born like this. I had to work very hard on myself to develop it. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Pirkei Avos, he has a lashon that haseichel matana v'hamidos kinyan. Person's IQ is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a person needs to develop. Such a thing as developing abilities. The person has raw ability. There's such a thing as developing ability, and that's what it is. But in terms of what the baseline, what the abilities are, it's an atom. It's an atom. Matos are akinyan. But midos are akinyan. Midos are akinyan. And that's what this mountain is. The haras lahem ki elu kashriyitzim v'gadol tavasim. Okay, so we'll stop there.